So, Joe, whose idea was that? Rose Wetzel,
good question.
World famous, world class Spartan athlete, who just a month ago gave birth, is here running tomorrow in the World Championships.
I mean,
and you interviewed her giving birth.
Nothing more beautiful than childbirth. Extremely, extremely difficult. Ask any woman who's gone through it. I've been in the room with my wife a few times. And I just thought, what an amazing podcast that would be, is if we held a podcast while someone was giving birth. And she went for it. I mean, just so you know, I tried this 40 times. Every one of them said no. Yeah, Rose said yes.
I'm gonna just say this. If anyone can pull it off, I haven't seen it yet. It's Rose. Truly one of the great people in this sport. I got to see how this goes. So yeah. Rose Wetzel being interviewed while giving childbirth a month ago, and we're going to find out how it went.
Let's watch.
Hey, Joe. Since Joe wasn't able to be at the birth in person, we sent a videographer there to record Joe interviewing Rose by phone. Some of Joe's questions are hard to hear. When you hear my voice instead of his, that's why.
Okay, let's do it.
We are here for Spartan Up Podcast, and the goal of the podcast is to teach people. We want to get people to understand how to get motivated, how to get stuff done in life, how to become more successful. And there's no better way than to talk to Rose Wetzel, who's about to give birth.
Yep. It's been about 34 hours since I first had consistent contractions, and just like in Spartan races, obstacles come up sometimes, and it turns out this little baby girl isn't quite facing the right way, a little sunny side up, so I have a lot of back labor, back pain that I'm going through, and just really focusing on one contraction at a time, and trying to really rest in the middle, and just keep my eye on the finish line that keeps being pushed back, much like a death race, it sounds like, Joe.
Well, it's a life race. This is a life race. You're about to give birth.
Yep.
So, Joe asks, so what can we learn from this? How do you get through it? What's going on in your mind?
You know, it's really a matter of breaking it down one thing at a time. Like, if I think about what I still have to go left, I mean, I'm at 7 dilation, I need to be at a 10, like, there's a lot of surges and contractions I still have to deal with, and they're going to be the most intense ones, but I can't think about that right now. Same with racing. Like, if I think about the Spartan World Championship and all the obstacles and the mountains and the freezing cold swim, it's just, it can be overwhelming. But if you think one thing at a time, I know I can do this, it just makes a lot easier to manage.
Joe says, yeah, when I run distance races or talk to anyone that runs ultras or, in your case, Spartans, it's one obstacle at a time. I just got to get to the next one, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, totally. Yeah, completely. And again, same with in life. I mean, we never know what's going to happen. Like, you know, Tim, my husband, had cancer a year and a half ago. And, you know, we never saw that coming. He had no signs of anything. And that was tough, and we worked through it, and now we're about to have a baby. So, we are about to have a baby. One moment, please. Oh, God. Another thing I'm learning with this very, very different experience I'm going through right now is that You have to have some sense of confidence in yourself, and you have to find a way to relax amidst adversity, because with these surges, contractions, like I have to relax because that's how my baby and I are working to have her come out. And if I try to fight it, it doesn't work, right? So there are times to be strong and tough physically, but there are times when you have to really have your mental game turned on too. And that's something that I think a lot of people, when they're racing, they don't always think about the mental aspect of things. But like for this experience I'm going through, like I had to go through a lot of work on actually learning to relax better, you know? So I had like the athlete part, like be strong, be tough, but I had to learn how to actually relax and relax my muscles while going through a really intense surge. And that was different for me. So I did some yoga and some meditation, visualization. So that's, that was different, but it's helping.
Do you think going through the races and all the athletic things you've done in your life are helping you get through this right now?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because I basically have a positive association with pain. And so to me, I'm used to having goals set out in a finish line and endurance races that I do. And I'm used to breaking things down, like I said, and I feel like it's really helped me out because I'm used to feeling pain in a controlled manner. I don't have as much control now, but you know, when you're racing, you have control over how hard you run and all that. And I'm used to having that positive association with pain. Like if I can push myself really, really hard, I can get that top five of the Spartan World Championship that I want. I can get that, you know, whatever it is, goal that I want. And that's helping me out right now because I want this baby. I have been working really hard for this kid for day and a half.
Joe says, they say we can't remember pain, which I think in your case right now is pretty good.
Well, that's what I've been told. Can you move the camera this way? Thanks. I've been told that there's something really cool about the body where you, no matter how much pain you feel during childbirth, the feeling that you get afterwards, this euphoria, is really amazing. And that's, you know, same with racing. Like sometimes I'm doing these races, I'm like, the training is hard, the race is so hard, and then you finish and you're surrounded by this amazing community of people, and you know, hopefully you hit your goal or you at least give it your all, and it's such an incredible experience. I think I've raced probably 200 or 300 times in my life, starting with track and field in high school, and it's just I don't know, I see myself doing it forever.
What do you say to people that just can't seem to get off the couch? Like what little life tips?
Oh, hold that thought, Joe. Oh, God. Oh. Okay, getting off the couch. Oh. Well, I will say the body is capable of more than you know. Oh, God. Oh, God. What?
Joe asks, what's going through your head right now?
Just get through this. Just right now, this one surge will get you one step closer to meeting your baby. So just take a deep breath in. Oh, and a deep breath out. Keep your eyes and mindset focused on why you're doing this. And remember that you can handle more than you know. And so, yeah, for anyone who's on the couch and is thinking like, oh, I saw these people on TV do this crazy race, but like, I can't do that. I don't have a runner's body, or I don't, that's not, you know, what I was built for and stuff. And it's like, well, it can be easier for some than others. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to downplay that. But at the same time, you know, anyone can take wherever they are at in their fitness level, even if it's nothing, and work from there and improve from there. So I really encourage people to do that because, you know, we only get one body and we got to take care of it. And it's really empowering when we push those boundaries and see what it is that we're capable of. And it oozes out into other parts of our lives too. I mean, when you build confidence from, you know, getting your Spartan trifecta, and you just didn't ever think you could finish a beast, for instance, maybe you'll have the confidence to ask that person out that you were too afraid to. Or if, heaven forbid, like my husband, you find yourself going through some crazy rare abdominal cancer, you can say, you know, all the years of like athletics and racing and stuff is just giving me the power and confidence to say, you know what, I'm not caving. I'm going to tackle this, you know.
Life throws stuff at us when we least expect it.
Oh, and to everyone. It doesn't matter how beautiful someone is or rich or smart or funny. We all have to deal with stuff. And so just having that confidence and that it's like exercising a muscle, right? Like every time I push myself out of my comfort zone in a race, it gets me more comfortable with getting out of my comfort zone in other aspects of life. And you just want to be prepared for that because life will blindside us with obstacles. And we want to, you know, kind of have that muscle exercised. And so we can learn to adapt and be confident and tackle things head on. It's actually been a great distraction, and I'm actually thrilled. If I can inspire some people through my experience and reach out to some people, then that's great, and I totally appreciate it. And again, you just killed about, you know, 15, 20 minutes of
Would it be too much to ask to have you do 30 burpees?
That would be too much, Joe. I will say I'm gonna give you a rain check. I will probably be doing 30 burpees times a few at the Spartan Race World Championship in a couple months, which I do very much plan to be at. But rain check.
Are you planning on competing?
That is my goal. I mean, I'm really just planning on trying to get this kid out right now. But that's my goal. I would like to be there. I'd like to see everybody. I would like to see just be involved again and see what if my body can finish that race. Whew. All right, here we go. I'm going to have to peace out, Joe.
Megan,
all right, thank you.
Bye,
guys. Oh.
Rose did compete in the Spartan World Championships. Here's part of what she posted on Instagram about it. Mission accomplished. I finished the Spartan Race World Championship beast today, injury-free. It took me twice as long as last year, and that's not counting the 20 minutes I spent nursing baby Taylor two-thirds of the way through. But that's all right. Whether I finish in first place, third place, or 160th place, like I did today, the OCR community showers love and support in my direction, which I very much appreciate.
So that was incredible. That awesome. Was absolutely awesome. Incredible.
I'm not crazy.
No, you're not. Well, no, you're crazy. We've discussed this before. Just because it works doesn't mean you're not crazy.
Fair.
But hey, I want to mention that we didn't introduce ourselves at the start. Joe DeSena, Johnny Waite, Sephra, Tim Nye, our producer Marion. But I also think it's very, very important that we give co-producer status on this one to Tim Sinnott. Because Tim did have a little bit to do with all of this.
He had a little bit to do with it.
Not only did he hold the camera, but he may have been involved with the production of that baby in the first place. So
she held it together.
Oh, my God. How quickly she was able to refocus between contractions, be very lucid and concise, and then know it's going to go, and just slide right back into it.
Now, what we didn't see was how hard this was on me, because I had to
be... Probably harder on Joe than anyone.
Seriously, yeah, I had to be available for like an entire week, because we didn't know when it was coming on a moment's notice.
Yeah. Well, you're usually sitting around doing nothing anyway.
I'm sitting around doing nothing.
You are Mr. Sacrifice. I mean, if nothing else, that is wonderful.
Rose made a couple of really, really great points. She was able to, in the middle of the most monumental moment of her life, draw out lessons for other people. And I love that she talked about that it's really, really important to break things down into steps and to focus on what's at the end.
Yep.
And she said, if I didn't have something to look forward to at the end, I couldn't do all these things. I wouldn't go through contractions if there wasn't something so beautiful at the end. But also, if I sit here and I think about that I'm probably here for 5 more hours with 500 more contractions, and I couldn't do it. Just like if I think at the start of a race about the cold wind, the cold water, and the number of obstacles. So you just deal with whatever's in front of you, and that's great in life.
As you experienced in the military, I'm sure.
Yes, many times. I'm not speechless by the video, but I am really truly in awe of it. And I was just thinking as you were talking,
many people listen to our podcasts on iTunes. Some watch it on YouTube. I would encourage people to watch this one.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If they've heard it, then go watch it, because the visual, first of all, it's not graphic. It's actually quite beautiful.
She's so
and I
elegant.
Would say, you know, with all due respect to my wife and my daughter, who I've watched go through this as well, this is a woman who looked somehow graceful and beautiful while screaming, you know, or chanting or moaning or whatever it was she was doing, while she was getting rubbed, you know, and talking to her husband and talking to you, but complete control of the situation,
yeah.
Even during, you know, the contractions or spasms, and she's okay, not right now.
That tell us this whole thing, all the challenges we have, everything's just a mind game.
Yep.
Right, and those that are able to control the mind more right. easily win.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I mean, a lot of cultures, women go out and give birth and go right back to work. You know, in Africa, they wrap up the baby in a sling, much like this one.
Sure.
And go right back into a field. So it.
Well, she's 30 days later. She's racing.
Yeah.
Right. Now that is incredible, especially given where she's racing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't some flat 5K on a track or something somewhere. This is brutal terrain you've chosen.
Well, but that ties back into something she said. I think the fact that it's brutal terrain plays to her advantage. You know, she talks about developing a positive association with pain and the idea how important it is that you're going to go through pain, whether it's childbirth, whether it's racing, whether it's just how life hits you in the face sometimes. But if you can develop a positive association with that, and instead of saying, why me, poor me, it's just how am I going to use this? And so the fact that she is so adept at composing herself during childbirth is probably going to help her when she's in these brutal, brutal mountains.
No doubt. She actually sent me an email. She said, would it be okay? And I don't know if I'll be disqualified
or not.
She's
not running with a stroller.
No, I need to breastfeed halfway through the course. Would that be allowed?
My friends at Burning Man.
Is her mom going to be here?
She wore.
Oh, sorry.
My friend at Burning Man, actually. I don't get it.
Think about it.
My friend at Burning Man wore breast pumps because she was pumping the whole time she was out there. And she was like trying to have this conversation about how important that is and how much it's a taboo.
We didn't need the first iteration.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is like I have a lot of admiration not going through that yet in my life. But having a lot of friends who have gone through it, I think, first of all, like the home birth and having the doula and she obviously being super tuned into the mind control and being able to meditate and go to that place and be able to have a baseline possibly from pushing herself so hard as an athlete to be able to endure so much pain. All of those things are really inspirational to, I don't know, apply in that beautiful realm of birthing a human being out of your body.
So if you want to learn more about childbirth, come to.
Yeah, absolutely. I also just want to give one more shout out to Tim. He had cancer a year ago. Is healthy now, which is great.
Rose's husband,
yep. And did a great job of filming in a very... Oh, it wasn't him. I'm sorry. I got that wrong. But anyway, just a really, really great guy. And he was very open and shared a lot about his experience. So I think as a couple, they're very incredible and I appreciate them. So
lots of empathy.
Graceful.
They're awesome.
So if you want to find out more about other awesome people, make sure you tune in spartan.com/podcast. That's where you find Spartan Up Podcast. We're on YouTube. We're on iTunes. Subscribe so you can see everyone. Share with your friends. We really appreciate being there. Thank you.
Thank you for watching another epic story of success. If you like our message, please share Spartan Up with your friends and subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, or wherever you catch our show, maybe in the woods. Spartan Up is brought to you by Spartan Race. To find a race near you, visit spartan.com.